I love to see tension inside New York Met Nation. You feel what I'm saying? It makes for a great Monday morning. Any day of the week, it's a good start when Met fans can't get it together.
You know what's funny about you, though? You focus more on the Mets.
Oh, now it's about me.
It is about you.
Now it's about me.
It is about you. You know what's funny about you? All the crap.
You know what's funny about you? What's funny? Don't worry about me. Worry about the Mets. Worry about the Mets.
You know what? That's you. You worry more about the Mets than you do about the Yankees. You know more about the Mets than you do about the Yankees. The only things that you know about in baseball is fantasy and the Mets. You pay no attention to the Yankees. You would only know if Aaron Judge was doing good if he's on your team.
In fairness to Corey, the Yankees are in first place, and the way the Yankees were supposed to be anything this season.
It's 1 month.
The Mets are a disaster.
It's 1 month. It's yeah. 1 month.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Corey
talks
right to be happy.
Way more about the Mets than any other baseball team.
Because
maybe
I know,
other
I know
team
you,
in sports.
Getting under your skin.
I know,
that's what
I know it bothers you.
No, you do this when I'm not around. I've seen you.
Well, because I know it's going to get back to you. At some way or somehow, I like
it's not just
teasing
about,
you about the
it's
Mets.
It's not just about me. I've
because
seen you do it on social media. I've seen you do it to other people.
I like to laugh at Met fans.
You are obsessed with the New York Mets. Obsessed.
Okay, so let's break down the situation. Like I said, this is not about me. So let's break down the situation. The medical issue is a problem. Like, who is in charge of this the team's medical staff? Like, whose job is it to get rid of these people? Dr. A, can we get Dr. A to be the team doctor for the Mets?
I asked him that out last week. I actually pleaded with him to me.
To me, it's simply unacceptable. It's unacceptable for your best player to refuse an MRI because he didn't want to find out if he was hurt or not. How is that okay?
But it's not okay.
The stuff that's happened in the last 4 days has been a reoccurring theme for
years.
Decades. It's not like this is happening once or twice.
We have the Syndergaard drama now. We've had the Harvey drama in the past, too.
Sure. Like, I go back to Harvey from last week. How do you tell a guy at 10 a.m. after he threw hard the day before and he's starting today? You're starting in 3 hours, bud.
I mean, look at the way the team fired Willie Randolph when they did it.
Correct.
It was like on an overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Time out. How about the hiring of Willie Randolph? The only reason Willie Randolph became a Mets manager is he accepted, like, the lowest salary ever, like $500,000 a year to manage his team. The Mets were going by on the cheap. That's the only reason why.
I think at that point Randolph was a bench coach. I thought he had done a nice job. I thought he deserved a shot. I thought he deserved his shot.
But it's not that. The reason the Mets hired him is because he was willing to take $500,000 to become the manager of the New York Mets.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
But nevertheless, that's
I thought
past.
He deserved his crack no matter what the money was.
Again, it doesn't matter.
It's
in
not
the
your
past.
Money.
No, but he's complaining about
I'm
it.
I'm saying the reason that he was the Mets manager is he was willing to accept that deal. I'm not saying he wasn't deserving of getting an opportunity to manage in the major leagues, but that's the reason why he became the New York Mets manager.
Anyway, Willie Randolph's a decade in the past. What happened yesterday is right now, and the Mets got blown out 23-5 yesterday. Kevin Plawecki was just allowing home run after home run after home run, and they just didn't do anything about it. It was incredible, to be honest with you. 23 points is what it felt like. 23 runs for Washington
like that.
Compared to just 5. Anthony Rendon had 75 home runs, I think, yesterday with 47 RBI. Harper hit a home run. Weeders hit a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, they had 7
home runs.
Total.
It was, I don't know.
And what,
crazy.
Anthony Rendon ended the day like 0 homers and 6 RBIs for the month of April?
Anthony Rendon became the first player in 68 years to have 6 hits, 3 homers, and 10 RBIs in a game. Also the fourth player in MLB history to go 6-for-6 with 3 HRs. We were talking about it in Sincott and Engel. It compares to Sean Green's game in May 24th, 2002, when he had 4 homers, 6 hits, 7 RBIs, and 6 runs scored.
Yeah, and this was just a monster game for the Nationals and certainly for Anthony Rendon. You probably feel like if you're like a Trey Turner owner, you're going to be like, oh, my God, how did I only hit a double? But that's it?
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Tony said some guy in his league moved up like 5 spots in the standings. He had Anthony Rendon yesterday.
There you go. We spoke a lot about Syndergaard. Joe Ross wasn't very good either. 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, struck out 5 guys, Matt.
Joe Ross twice this week. Could not go 5 innings, which is, for me has just been horrific. I spent a lot of money on Joe Ross on Fab. And look, the Colorado one, okay, I can make the excuse there. The one against the Mets, you got to go five. At least go five and bank that win.
The Nationals improved to 17-8. The Mets are 10-14, and there's not a whole lot to like about this team right now because we spoke about Cespedes, we spoke about Syndergaard. Lucas Duda says, oh, I'm good to go. Come off the DL
vowed.
Tomorrow.
He vowed to be ready.
Excuse me. He vowed to be ready to come off the DL tomorrow. And then, my elbow hurts a little bit. What is with this team?
It's always the injuries. It's amazing how optimism can turn because the Mets took the first two games of this series, the first one in dramatic fashion, and there was a lot of optimism heading into yesterday, and then just everything all of a sudden turned in like one game. The Nationals have scored 73 runs in their last six games. That is the second highest total in Major League history over a six-game span.
They scored 50 yesterday.
Yeah, it's Scott, are you, given that you were the more optimistic Met fan at the table compared to Matt, how do you feel with the Mets, in all honesty, right now?
I feel like it's only May 1st, and, you know, we've seen this before. Even in 2015, they were bad, you know, and stuff like that, and then they made the trade at the deadline. It's a long season, but, you know, it's definitely not good to, like, this is, like, historically, over the last half decade or even longer, injuries have continually dogged this team, and it continues to hold them back from, I think, what they can be.
But are the injury? I mean, injuries happen to everybody, certainly, but it's doubly frustrating, at least from an outsider's perspective, that the injuries are just exacerbated by either an inept medical staff or an inept front office that doesn't properly rehab their guys.
It's very hard to find an answer for this. All I know is that you've been dealing with this for years, and whenever you draft a prominent Met, it always comes into the back of your head. Even when you draft Syndergaard this year as a top 3-4 pitcher, you're like, well, he's got some bone chips in the elbow there. I'm not so sure.
And it wasn't the bone chips, and it was just so obvious is what happened, right? Like the biceps, even if it wasn't the biceps weren't bothering, he overcompensates on the other side. Now he's a lat strain, and like, it never stops.
I mean, let's just go back to Cespedes the other day. I mean, incredible. They could have DL'd the guy. He already missed like, you know, 5 games, 5 days.
He missed another 5 days.
They were so desperate with the Nationals coming on deck.
100%.
That they put him in the lineup, and we all knew this was going to happen, and boom.
Absolutely.
Like Travis d'Arnaud hits two home runs on Friday night in a dramatic victory.
Yep.
And then he hurts his back the next day.
But that's Travis d'Arnaud.
This has
been the reoccurring theme of his career with the Mets.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, and the Mets are the Mets.
It's a lot of season left.
Yes,
we've seen the Mets get hot before, so I want to be the bearer of good news for Mets fans.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think the Mets are going to turn it around.
I think the division is out of reach. It's all about the wild card going forward.
The division's out of reach on May 1st?
The Nationals team versus the Mets team, unless Max Scherzer and Strasburg go down, I don't see any way the Mets catch them.
On May 1st?
On May 1st.
I think... I love you, dude. But like,
Scott,
you sound like a Jet fan.
Scott, you will be the ever optimistic Met fan, and that's good.
I'm not optimistic as much as
these two teams. Just
unbalanced.
Compare them on paper right now. Compare them on paper, and just tell me
what if these guys who are hurt are back healthy, middle of the season. There's no reason they can't make a run.
When is Cespedes coming back? Next month?
Okay, when have the Nationals ever won a pennant race of note?
Okay, but let's say Cespedes comes back June 1st. We'll give him a June 1st. We're hoping Syndergaard, if he gets, he's going to miss like 6 weeks. That's great news if he's only going to miss 6 weeks. That's the optimistic.
They haven't even given him an MRI, and you're putting a six-week timetable on it.
If he's got a lat or like an oblique, that's a month right there, and he's got to build up arm strength. I mean, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm looking at this team.
Realistically.
You know, we don't have our main guy. The one guy we couldn't lose on offense was Cespedes. He's gone. Matt Harvey is not the Matt Harvey of old. I love Harvey, but it's not that old, the same old Matt Harvey.